This is Joe, and thank you for listening and subscribing. I am going to give my broad overview thoughts on the trailer for Star Trek Lower Decks after this break. Thank you. All right, the trailer starts off with a good look of the USS Cerritos. It looks like a really good design of a ship. I really like how it's laid out. I'm really curious about the saucer section being separated from the deflector shield pod area, but that would be I'm really curious to see how they address that. I'm sure it's going to be for a comedic effect. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter pretty upset about it, but yeah, this show's for humor, so I'm sure there's gonna be some kind of comedy involved around that, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm gonna go ahead and stop right here and put in a clip that I really enjoyed from the trailer as well.
Captain's log. Stardate 57436.2. First contact is a delicate, high-stakes operation of diplomacy. One must be ready for anything.
Are you pretending to do a captain's log?
We're all supposed to keep logs.
Okay, let me listen to it.
No, go away. Leave me alone.
I can't believe you're wasting your shore leave on this.
Ooh, this is the new shuttle with the blast shield.
The blast shield is a blast shield.
And it comes
down and it goes up. Blast shield!
All right, and after we see the USS Cerritos, we get a good introduction to the Lower Decks crew. I really like all the crew members. The purple-haired guy, I don't know names. I'm gonna have to get used to know and get. I'm gonna have to know their names eventually. But the purple-haired guy, I really like him. I like the introduction to him recording his captain or pretend to be recording a captain's log, and it looks like a utility closet. And then I don't. Ensign Mariner, I like that she came in and that she interrupted him. That was funny. And then the green Orion girl, I feel like she acted the way I would react when I arrived on Starship. This ship is freaking amazing. So I really like that. Or the most amazing ship ever. Whatever it was, she said. Something along those lines. Anyway, I really like that. That was really great. And then the guy who has the implant, I really like him. He looks like a combination of Geordi and the guy from Teen Titans. I don't know his name. The cyborg guy. But he kind of looks like that guy. But so I'm really interested to see what they do with him. The bridge crew, kind of interested in seeing with that. But I'm really more into the Lower Decks people anyway. Because that's are going to be the people we're really going to be following. So I'm going to go ahead and stop here. And I'm going to go ahead and put in another clip that I really enjoyed. All right, yeah, Ensign Mariner's blast shield song there had me cracking up way more than it should have. That trailer was really amazing. It was really funny. I'm really, really looking forward to this show. August 6th can't get here soon enough for me. I think everybody's going to really enjoy this show once they actually give it a chance. As far as the people on Twitter who are really upset about it already, I mean, those people just kind of, I think they just need to get the stick out of their butt and kind of like take things as they come. Maybe get a little humor in their life because this show looks like it's going to be really funny. And Star Trek needs some humor. Star Trek's been too serious for too long. Star Trek definitely could use some humor. So, it's going to be, yeah, that's really my broad overview. The Green Orion girl, I really like her as well. I think Ensign Mariner and her's part going to be my favorites. Like I said, I love her reaction when she first lands on the ship and saying how the ship's the most amazing ship ever. And then her in the med bay. When the doctor tells her to start pumping that heart, that's a really great reaction as well. I think those two are probably going to be my favorites. The purple hair guy is going to be probably my third favorite because he seems kind of cool too. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show. And at this point, I'm really not sure if I'm going to record too many more things between now and San Diego, the Comic Con at home. If new information drops, I probably will. But if not, at this point, it probably will be after January or July 23rd. But thank you for subscribing and listening. Please follow me on Twitter at DexLower. And then also on Anchor, you can support the podcast on Patreon. I started a Patreon as well. You can look up LDS Podcast on Patreon and tell your friends. This is going to be a really great adventure, I think. This is going to be a really good show. It's going to be really funny. And I'm looking forward to it. And also, Discovery Pod reached out to me about possibly doing a podcast with them when the show comes out. So if that ends up happening, I will let everybody know. Thank you. All right, I'm going to drop in a couple more clips here that I really enjoyed from the trailer as well. That was really funny. Thank you again for listening, and please give me some feedback. Leave you can send that at stlowerdex@gmail.com, or you can message me on Twitter. I'm always open to that as well. Dex Lower. Thank you.
Space, the funnest frontier. Wrong.
You almost phasered me!
Calm down. It's set to, it was set to stun.